Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 598. We're in Binyan Abayis, Lesson 10, Understanding the Evil Inclination. Today, we're going to talk about a very important part of this chapter, this lesson, about finding the middle path, the balance that's required to push away the evil and the negativity and that part of the Yetzirah, but embrace the part that's needed. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis says, Tanya, it was taught, or Shem ben Elazar Imer, Yetzer, meaning the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, Vitinik, children, Veisha, and women, La'olam Teismoil Daicha, it needs to be pushed away with the left hand, or with the left, the Yamin Mikarevas, and embraced with the right. On a simple level, this is not referring to destructive, negative, evil inclination that always has to be rejected. Obviously, there's parts of Yetzirah that you just have to reject outright. Things that are bad, things that are destructive, things that are clearly, clearly unhealthy. The Chazal is warning us of the Yetzirah that has potential good. There's potential positive in there. There's constructive Yetzirah that we need to have. And on that, we are saying, keep the proper boundaries of the right and the left. Push away with the left, embrace with the right. That balance, Rashi says, is not to go onto either extreme. Either extreme could lead to sin. And these are the words of Rashi there. Yetzer, evil inclination. Tavosai, his physical desires. Imarchika mimena lagamri, if you push them away completely, mimayit yeshivas ha'olam, you'll minimize the settlement of the world, which is not healthy for the individual either. Then mekarva lagamri, and if you embrace it completely, bali de iser, you will come to sin. Shein yoch lichbash yitzrei medvar aveira, for you'll not be able to subdue your inclination from transgressing. So you have to find that middle balance. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Paragimel Halacha Aleph, says the same thing. He emphasizes that one who pushes away physical desires more than proper is a chayte, is a sinner. So then he asks, so then how do you know? Some things you may say to separate completely. So he says, Shema Yema Adam, if a person says to himself, since jealousy and honor and physical desires are derech rohein, they're negative, that takes the person out of this world. So you may say to yourself, Efresh mehem beyoser, let me separate from myself to the extreme, v'esrachik letzad achrein, and go all the way to the end. Achalo yoichel basar, so I would not eat meat, v'lo yishtei yayin, not drink wine, v'lo yisei isha, not marry a woman. V'chkoi kaniyakum, like the non-Jewish priests, the Christian priests, like he explains in Shmoyne Parakim that that's what it is. And the Rambam answers, no. Gamze derech ra, that is an evil path, an evil path. You're not allowed to follow that path. And you follow that path, you are a sinner. And then the Rambam goes through, you see the Nazir, it needs a kapara for holding himself back. Again, there's two shitas in that, but the bottom line is that you see the balance is absolutely important. The Menayer Sama Or, Simon 177, says the same thing. Yes, you have to push away from oneself what is called left, which is foolishness. But v'yakarev, you bring close, what is called right, what the intellect obligates you to do. It says also in Mishlei, in Koheles rather, Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, Lev Chacham liyaminoi, heart of the wise goes to the right, Lev Ksil lismoiloi, heart of the fool goes to the left. V'loi sheyadichena mikol v'koil, not to push it away completely, this Yetzirah. El kol masher nirash uray litchais. You only push away what's befitting to be rejected. Alvel yikariv hatzarech likia mitzvah. You draw close the aspects of Yetzirah that you need to perform mitzvahs. You see also this middle path in the Ravid. The Ravid brings down in Sefer Bali Nefesh Shara Kedusha that he says that the einais of being with one's wife, lemalit shuka seisha, to fulfill the desires of one's wife. So that frequency, whatever they are, these einos are a chiyav ein rishoy lemayit elamidaita. Rather, you cannot minimize this obligation without her consent. When she needs it, You may feel it's more than what you feel should be. She needs it. You have a chiyuv to fulfill it. And also, before that, if the husband needs this ma'isa, v'mitzdarech ala ma'isa hu, he needs this intimacy, harshus b'yadei l'haysif, he has permission to engage in intimacy for its own need further. That is the fourth kavana, which we talked about in all the previous shiurim, that we say li natsum an aveira, to save one from sin. And v'lo yamalik kol tavasei b'tchiyas smayl. Don't stand against the evil inclination by pushing it away constantly just with your left. But you need the hakravas yamin. You need to bring it in with the right hand as well. On the right side, embrace it with the right hand. Don't negate these oinas. Kadesh shalai tevatel oinasai. Don't negate these oinas, these times for intimacy. Certainly not when your wife wants it, where it is a mamasha mitzvah, and not even when you want it, and because it comes on you in order to save yourself from going to Isser. Bring it close with the right hand. Because it could be that if you try to subdue the inclination and you fight with it, you will negate the fulfilling the obligation that you have a chiv to do for your wife. So that's a very, very important yesod. So the idea being that the middle way is always the right way, that middle path, the harmony of that middle path. Derech Memutza, Taira is the third month. Taira Tlisa, Taira Nevi Meksubim. There's a balance. There's a skala samidais of taking all the midais and using each one the right way. The Chibur of Shemayim Va'aretz, the unification of heaven and earth. El Yayin V'Tachtainim, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Gufa Neshama, the body and the soul. That is the idea. The ilu, so the rivet continues. If the world would have been created in a way that man didn't need the desires of the evil inclination, if he did not have a desire to eat, if he did not have the desire for physical sexual intimacy, so you would say, you would say, oh, the world would be a better place because it saves a lot of evil people from doing their evil. But, however, it would be a tremendous loss because there's a schar of the tzaddikim that they fight with the yetzahara always, and they concentrate to serve Hashem, and their schar is tremendous. And since it's the ratzon of the Bayri, I'm paraphrasing him, it's the ratzon for Hashem that he created a person with ezer kenegdai, a helper for him, a great love for his wife, and a great love of the world in a healthy way, period of Arivia. And Hashem tells us, Yidbak be'ishtoi, to cling to one's wife, v'loy be'eshes chaveiroi, not with someone else's wife, and warned us against arayis. So we have to, alkeinonu tzarichin, it is necessary for us, levarer es hamutter, to clarify what is permitted, and embrace it, mitoich isa, from what is aser, the kibbutz schar mitoich hashalom v'olin, and you will receive reward for it. So that's a very, very, very important insight. The words of the Ravid is clearly saying that the evil connation being incorporated into the man presents the righteous and all of us with opportunity to try to bring our intention towards Hashem. There is a tremendous tzaddik, Rav Yaakov Yosef, who was the Rav HaKloli of New York, that he was a Rav. He battled with for Yiddishkeit. He suffered a lot here. And he was a Rav in Chief Rabbi of New York from 1888 to 1902. He wrote a Sefer Lebeis Yaakov. I was very recently by his oil where he is buried. A lot of people go there on his yard site and they daven there. You see Yeshua's, it's on in the Queens. So he has a Sefer Lebeis Yaakov, which is Jerusalem. And he says as follows. He talks about Bechira in his first drush, his first and second drush on Bereshis. And he says, Yitzray shel Adam zehu kvaidai. The Yetzahara of a person that Hashem implanted it, zehu kvaidai. That is his honor. The Heinen Malosai, that is his great strength. Sheyesh lefanav shnei derachim. He has two ways in front of him. Livchar be'ezah sheyirtzeh, to choose his path. And And his honor is the honor, like the honor of above Hashem himself, haba beratzin, it comes from free will, v'loy behechrich, and not by force. By malachim, they have no bechira. So on and so forth. We see here the tremendous koyach habechira that comes from having the evil inclination and using it in the right, healthy way. That is such an important yesod. It cannot be emphasized enough. It cannot be emphasized enough. And really, it's a plea. All these shiurim are a plea. It's hashgacha pratis that these shiurim come about in general. It's a tremendous, tremendous pella that it came about. To be able to collect these oitzris, these jewels, and lay it in front of the public. Nothing is mine. Everything is from beautiful, holy sources. And especially this Sefer Binyan HaBayis. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to serve Hashem b'pnimius with our hearts and understand that both our soul and our body is here for a purpose. And we have to untangle, as married people, this misconception and confusion that comes with sexuality and sexual desire. That, of course, if misused completely, you don't push it away with the left, and you totally indulge in it, and you just let it run loose, it could destroy people, and it does destroy marriages, literally. But the opposite of pushing it, for whatever the reasons is, from reasons, not from reasons, ego-based, whatever the reasons are, that the intimacy, the sexuality is not expressed, not brought as an important part of their personalities in married life, where they withhold from each other, where even if they both agree, which we're going to learn later stories about it, when they both agree, we don't need it anymore, or we have enough kids anyway, pru or vu, what do we need this for, and let's both, hold back. You ask before you decide to do something like that. It's a very, very serious thing. It could destroy the relationship because Hashem made it this way. Bechol avecha. I need you to serve me with both our hearts, with the Yetzer Tov and with the Yetzer Hara, together, with the body and the soul together. The soul being in the driver's seat, of course the soul being in the driver's seat, right? But nevertheless, with the body as well. They're here for a purpose. And then the body becomes a covered hashchina. Kedushas habris that a man has and that the woman has by participating in the man helping him. For single people or matzavim where they're not married, it's withholding. For married people, in some situations, need the period, other periods, Yom Kippur, other times where it is not allowed, it's by withholding. In married life, in the proper oinais, even in this derech revius of reshus, then the kedushas habris is precisely by engaging in it in the healthy, right, balanced way. Embracing it, not running away from it. We run away from it for many, many reasons. Sometimes it's misguided gaiva, misguided pride, misguided precious, or sometimes it's ego-based, sometimes it's emotionally difficult, because when you are physically undressed, you also, by nature, and it's supposed to be this way, you become emotionally undressed. That's very, very vulnerable to put yourself in those positions. I just heard, I think Rabbi Jacobson said, it's fascinating, that very often in the beginning of marriages, the intimate life has challenges, but it's very, very simple. It has nothing to do with your husband per se or your wife per se. It has to do because while you were teenagers, whenever you were confronted with something that is scary or an issue or yourself, you could run away. Here is the first time where you're face-to-face with yourself because you have to interact with somebody in a very real way. And it's not the other person that's the problem. It's the unresolved things within us that we have not yet embraced. And it scares us, so we run away. Like the lion is in the room now. You can't run away from it. That because now you are forced to interact with another human being in the most vulnerable way. When you, all through your teenage years, you were never comfortable even with interacting with yourself in a healthy, normal way. And that requires work, but in married life, that's what you do. in healing, you should try that, like we say, to train people to do this beforehand, to work on that emotional intelligent life of working on oneself, the avodah shebalev of having a healthy heart. But certainly when you're married, you work through this so that you embrace this emotionally healthy aspects of physical sexual intimacy, which brings emotional intimacy and spiritual intimacy and the Shechina into the home. Bracha v'atzlacha.